T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What a weekend in the NFL. Unfortunately, it was a bad weekend for some former Giants. You've heard it in the updates all day. Odell Beckham Jr. tore his ACL. Horrible, horrible news for Odell.
Trying to make a tackle on an interception, too. He was trying to make a tackle. That's how he got hurt.
Nah, just a brutal injury for Odell. He's had a tough time staying healthy over the years, and this is a big one. I mean, a torn ACL is an incredibly serious injury. I think the Cleveland Browns offensively can overcome it. I think we saw that as Baker Mayfield got off to this brutal start in the game. He started the game 0 for 5 with an interception and then finished the game essentially 22 for 22. The only incompletion he threw after his 0 for 5 start was a spike of the football to stop the clock. So he was really, really good after getting off to a bad start. Now everybody knows who Harrison Bryan is, a tight end from, I think, Florida Atlantic, because he had a couple of touchdowns in this game. It was a really fun back and forth between the Browns and the Bengals, but let me complain about one thing. If you laid the 3.5, a missed extra point with 11 seconds, it cost you the cover.
Yeah.
It didn't cost me money or anything, but it did cost me one of the picks that we made. So, you know, it's not the end of the world, but a little frustrating after Donovan Peoples-Jones had the game-winning touchdown with 11 seconds to go. But real good effort by Baker because he was dreadful early in this game. And the Browns were able to turn around and get an essential win, and they're 5-2. Give them credit.
5-2 and would make the playoffs. Obviously, there's 7 playoff teams now, but they would make the playoffs right now. I think the other thing too is that Joe Burrow looks like he's pretty good. I mean, we said that before. I understand that they're, you know, the record right now is what it is. What are they? 1-5-1.
Yep.
But you know, it looks like the Bengals have something with Joe Burrow. I got to tell you that.
Absolutely. Just like it looks like the Chargers have something with Justin Herbert.
Yep. And he really looked good yesterday. I watched a lot of that game after, because that was That was the only game that was even close.
Yeah.
In the late window. I mean, by the middle of the third quarter, that was about it. I mean,
that was
the Tampa game was separating at that point.
100% right. The Chiefs beat up the Denver Broncos. Yep. The Patriots got destroyed by the Niners. The Buccaneers eventually ran past the Las Vegas Raiders. Yep. It was close for a little bit. But you're right. The Charger game was entertaining. See, Justin Herbert just makes some of the – and I think this is all you're looking for with a rookie quarterback. You're not at the it's time to win now territory. You get to that when you're in year two and year three. It's time to win. In year one, you're just looking for signs. And Justin Herbert has those signs because he makes some big-time throws.
No question.
I think we've already seen 4 or 5 deep balls that Herbert's thrown so far in his NFL career that you say wow to. Just incredible wow kind of throws. So you're right. He's off to a great start so far.
And the Chargers, and we talked about this with L.A., San Diego, whatever they are. I mean, the Chargers, it is close from, you know, you could reverse what their record is right now because they – you know, some of these games that have gone right down to the wire, they actually were outplayed the Chiefs just about the entire way and then eventually lost to them in overtime. We talked about that game with the Panthers where they couldn't execute that little lateral between Keenan Allen and Eckler, and it would have been a game-winning walk-in touchdown there in the closing seconds of that game. I forget who they lost to last week. The Bucs. They had the Bucs 24-7. And then wound up losing that game. Brady came back to win that game. They've been right there. Even the Saints, they had the Saints on that
lost
that Monday
overtime.
Night game. They had a big lead against the Saints in that game and wound up losing that game. So, you know, the Chargers have been right there to be a lot better than 2-4, I'll tell you that.
And one thing, we touched a little bit on the Atlanta-Detroit game, and I think the focus is how the Falcons, you could change the coach, by the way, and they still find ways to
that
have
these. Oh, my God, that was let me just say this to full disclosure. Coming into the weekend, I had two picks in our knockout pool that I'm going into the weekend, and I didn't want to take Buffalo because Number one, I just had a feeling the Jets were going to play well in this game, and you never know with everybody back. And number two, probably everybody in the pool was taking the Bills. So I said,
which
you know
they
what?
Were. You were right about that, by the way.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure I was. So, you know, so I said, you know, I took a flyer. I took Atlanta in New Orleans. So obviously I got knocked out with Atlanta. I'm still alive with the one pick because the Saints won. But well, how do you lose a game like that? If you're Atlanta, how do you do that?
It's what they do. I mean, this is the script the Atlanta Falcons have written. I mean, we've talked about how.
How are they not kneeling for the kneeling and just setting up for the field goal? Can I ask that question?
Well, and also, you have a back in Todd Gurley who one of the infamous things he's done, to his credit, was going down before scoring a touchdown.
Right.
And it ticked off all the fantasy owners. But Todd Gurley had the right football move.
Of course.
So you would think he knew in this situation, the clock is on your side. The only chance you can give Detroit is by getting in the end zone too quickly and giving them time.
Yep.
Play the clock to your advantage, and they just didn't do it. And that's terrible coaching, and that's terrible awareness on the part of Todd Gurley.
Terrible. And, you know, it reminded me a little of Ahmad Bradshaw in the Super Bowl. Remember, he tried not to score.
Right.
In the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, the second one that the Giants beat the Pats and did. He kind of fell in the end zone, and Gurley is doing it. And you see, it's funny. It's like the Lions are, like, happy. Like I don't think I've ever seen where the opponent is actually, like, putting up the touchdown sign.
Yeah, they knew. They were the ones saying, he's in, it's a touchdown. Because the Lions, and look, we got to give him credit. And
of course.
And with that, I give Matt Patricia credit. His team was fully aware of everything around them. They
no
knew the situation.
No
which
doubt.
Is get his derriere in the end zone as soon as possible.
Right.
And then
right.
let's give the ball to Matthew Stafford and let's march down the field against this Swiss cheese defense and let's win the football game. And that's exactly what they did.
And I'm gonna tell you now, I'm watching one of the other games. Maybe I'm already into the late game, whatever was going on. I don't think we were in the late game yet. I know what happened. After the Jet game, I was watching the end of the Titan game, watching them blow that game, you know, after they came back from being way back, and we'll get to that game. And I'm watching this, and I see, look, Atlanta, the last thing I saw in a red zone, here's Atlanta, like, you know, inside, like, the 15-yard line, and they're setting it up for the game-winning field goal, and I'm feeling pretty good about it. And then I see 22-16 Atlanta. I'm like, tremendous. Last minute, they're going to win the game. And then I'm looking at the scroll underneath, and they're still showing first and goal for the Lions with, like, 4 seconds left. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Go back to the red zone now. Just in time, they're getting ready for the last play of the game, and they show one of these ridiculously stupid next-gen stats. Did you see this?
Yes.
I mean, like one of the most – and what does the next-gen stat show? That on this fourth down play, Lions got one play. This is it. There's like 3 seconds, whatever. They're going to win the game or not. And they show the stupid next-gen stat, 4% chance of being successful on this play.
I knew right then.
Detroit was scoring a touchdown.
I can't. The thing that jumps into my mind, and I
4%. I guarantee they're scoring a touchdown here.
I know why they do this, these percentages, but I'll never forget about 2016. And I don't just mean the presidential election where the odds were a certain way.
That worked out.
But I give you two others because it was the 2016 was the year of the percentages. The Cavaliers to win the NBA Finals down 3-1. No shot. It's like a 1% chance. The Chicago Cubs to win the World Series.
Right.
That was like 0.5% in the election. And all three hit.
Right.
And it was like, I get it. Right. I know. If you parlayed that, Joe, my God, you can live wherever you wanted. Not that there's a way you could parlay those three things, but whatever.
Right.
It's why whenever I see those numbers, I get it. I understand it. But we've seen so many crazy things in sports over the years that it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean anything.
It means one play from the 5-yard line or wherever the Lions were. You know, to me, that's almost a 50-50 shot.
You would think so.
4%? Give me a break.
And not only do they get in the end zone, TJ Hockenson, but then
oh my God, oh yes,
they get pushed back, and to win the game, they got to kick the extra point.
Well, it was a stupid personal foul on them, right? They got to kick the ball. Kick it from the 48-yard field goal, in essence.
Essentially, yeah, to win the game.
Right.
I really thought he was going to miss it. I thought we were going to get overtime.
Well, I was hoping so. But Atlanta would have blew the game anyway. It wouldn't have mattered.
Probably. And you know what? Joe, very quietly, the Detroit Lions are a 3-3 football team.
Yeah, no, I know it.
And remember, we've got 7 playoff teams now. So they are quietly, and I was looking at their schedule, the next 3 weeks, Indianapolis at home. Sure, why not?
Right.
At Minnesota, a terrible Viking team. Why not?
Right.
Home against Washington. So I'm not suggesting they're going to win all three games by any stretch, but the Lions certainly have a chance to very quietly be in this postseason race. Maybe not for the division with the Bears and Packers both sitting there at 5-1, but certainly for a wild card spot in a world in which we do have 7 playoff teams now in each conference.
Now, did you lock in a lot? Were you locked into the Steeler game? Because the Steelers had this, I mean, they're up 24-7 in this game, and you're thinking, man, they're just going to blow Tennessee out yesterday.
Yeah, I tried to watch as much of it as I could with the Sunday ticket, obviously with the Jet game going on and even the end of that Lion game. But these are two teams that are going to meet again. That's the kind of the way I look at it.
Yeah.
These are two teams. Yep. They are playoff teams. And somewhere down the road, they're going to meet again. But a wildly entertaining game. No doubt about that.
And I'll tell you one thing about Tennessee, and we've seen this in a couple games now this year. We saw it in that game against Houston. We've seen it a couple times. They never quit, man. They are a very tough-minded team.
Yep.
Tannehill's playing outstanding football, and they were right there. Now, he did have a bad in that last drive. He did hurt him a little bit. He had a bad intentional grounding penalty, which clearly was. But, I mean, with that said, Gostkowski's got a 41-yard field goal to tie the game? Is that what it was?
It was a 45-yarder, yeah. You got to make it. You got to make it.
Got to make it.
45-yarder is not asking the world.
Got to make it, right.
But you're right. I mean, that was a bad, bad penalty that Tannehill committed.
Yep.
And it set them back. I mean, it was a part of the reason why he was attempting a 45-yard field goal. But I look at Tennessee and Pittsburgh. You look at the AFC right now, and to me, you've got four really good football teams. And you can debate where the four are ranked.
Right.
Four, like, legitimate Super Bowl contenders in Kansas City, who probably does lead the pack.
I would agree. I still think Kansas City's the best team.
Put them at the top.
Right.
But then
you're
talking about Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Tennessee. These are four very, very good football teams. And after that, you know, we'll see. Someone's got to win the AFC East, obviously. You know, the Cleveland Browns are off to a 5-2 start. But the Steelers and the Titans are both legitimately good. And you're right about Tennessee, man. I mean, they were down 27-7 in this game, if I'm not mistaken.
And they came back. They're never out of a game. And, of course, you got the big game this week. You got the Ravens and the Steelers this week.
Great game. Great game. Unfortunately, it's a 1 o'clock game. There's so many games going on. Same time as Patriots-Bills. Same time as the Jet game.
Where is that Patriot-Bills game? Is that in Foxborough? Where is that game?
Where is that game?
I can tell you in a minute here.
I think that game is in Buffalo. It's upstate.
It is in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And Buffalo is like about a 4.5-point favorite, something like that. If Buffalo's ever beating the Pats, this has got to be it. I mean, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is their chance to really take a stranglehold on this division.
Yes.
I mean, when you look at where the Pats are right now at 2-4, and they look bad. That's the thing about them. They look like a bad football team, and it's not just Cam Newton. Cam Newton looks bad, too.
No,
I get
he does.
That.
He does.
But it's the talent around them also that looks awful.
Bro, I'm watching this game yesterday, and, like, outside of Edelman, I mean, who do I know on this offense? I mean, right? I mean, he's throwing a ball to guys I never heard of.
But that was the problem that Tom Brady had.
I mean, no, he had the same problem. I understand that. I get that.
And I think that's a part of why Tom Brady wanted to get the heck out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he saw it. He saw it was crumbling. I agree with you. He saw it was crumbling.
Because right now, this is a terrible offensive team. And
terrible.
One thing about Cam, look, he's been bad the last 2 weeks. I wonder if he is affected by the fact that the guy had COVID 2.5 weeks ago.
It could be.
Now I know, but he was asymptomatic. Okay, that's fine. He has been dreadful the last 2 weeks. I can't just assume it had no effect on him and has nothing to do with the fact
he's struggling.
You know
what, though, is even more alarming, and Carl kind of touched on it, is just the way that the Niners just imposed their will on the New England defense.
Well,
I mean, they just slammed the ball down it. You know, and they weren't doing anything really fancy. They were just running the ball. They were getting 5, 6, 7 yards a clip in this game.
Yeah. They're in trouble, man.
Big trouble.
They're in a lot of trouble. They don't have the easiest schedule in the world.
Nope.
And this season could spiral very quickly for Bill Belichick and the Patriots. And I certainly didn't see that coming because I have too much respect for Bill.
They'd
find a way. You know, they're the Patriots. They'd find a way.
But it's looking like a 5-6 win season for the Pats. I mean, that's what it's looking like right now.
Yeah. One of the other big story, and we touched on it earlier, is what happened with the Dallas Cowboys. First of all, hopefully Andy Dalton's okay. That was just a horrific hit that he took from John Bostic. And I understand where Mike McCarthy's coming from. I mean, he's calling out his team saying, you know, what about guys stepping up for Andy Dalton? That there was no response, and it wasn't the response you would expect, I think was the quote that he had about his team. And I mentioned this earlier. I don't think it's anything personal against Andy Dalton, but Andy Dalton walked into that room, you know, a couple months ago, right? He's new to the team. So maybe there's just this, oh, Andy Dalton got hurt, man, I hope he's okay. If that happened to Dak Prescott, I would expect a very different reaction.
Right, and again,
it's nothing against Andy Dalton. I think it's just Dak's their guy. Dak's been there for years. So it was disappointing. Hopefully Andy Dalton's okay. And now you got this guy, Ben DiNucci, who stepped in as quarterback of this team.
James Madison, like you said. Yeah. It's incredible.
Well, a guy called in a few weeks ago and suggested they trade for Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know what? Makes a whole lot of sense now.
Maybe. You know what? It definitely does.
That was a great, great point by that police officer who asked that. You know what? Yeah. You're right. They should trade for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, that offense, which was, you know, as bad as Dallas was playing, that offense was putting up a lot of points. I mean, that's one thing they certainly were doing, even though they weren't winning. You know, they only won a couple games. But now, without Dak there, they haven't scored a touchdown now in 2 weeks, so.
Dak?
Not very good.
Dak is improving his value right now.
They scored a touchdown in that Cardinal game. What did they score? They scored 10 in that game?
I think they did score a touchdown.
Right, they
in
did
that
get
game,
one man. In the Cardinal, but they, you know, not big deal. Right.
Yeah, and that's after, you know, a few weeks where offense was
38-10 was the Cowboy, was that game, 38-10.
Yeah, and offense wasn't their problem before that. I mean, think about it. They were scoring 30 basically every single game.
Right.
Outside of that first week against the Rams, they put up 40 against Atlanta. They put 37 up on the Giants.
Yep.
The Brown game, they scored almost 40.
Yep.
Dak Prescott is enhancing his value every second
without
by not playing.
Right, without playing. No doubt. That big contract's coming anyway. Don't worry, Dak.
Yeah. Oh, and seriously, I mean, Dak, you know, I wish you the best getting better.
Absolutely.
Look at this. This is the best thing that could have ever happened for your negotiation, as crazy as that sounds.
Yeah. And I want to thank the
Sometimes you don't appreciate someone until they're not around. And I think Dak is that's what's happening right now with Dak.
It could be said about a lot of different guys over the years.
Amen.
No doubt. And I want to thank the Saints for keeping me in the pool. It was a little shaky yesterday at times in that game, but, you know, they did what they had to do. And I guess, and I didn't see the end of it because I saw the big sack. There was a big sack on Bridgewater late in the game. It kind of took them out of field goal range, but they tried like about a 50-something yard field goal. They just didn't miss by a lot, if I'm not mistaken, right? Right at the end?
I didn't see the end of that game. That was one of those games that there was so much going on, I just didn't get to see that much.
Right.
Of it.
Well, I was paying attention only because of the fact that I had him in a knockout.
No, I know. At least you got
Saints,
one left.
The Saints already were in the bank by the time Atlanta blew their game.
Right.
So I did feel a little better, I have to say. At least I'm still alive with one pick. So what are you going to do?
The game of the day, in many ways, for those who saw it, was the Sunday night game. I mean, that turned out to really be an incredible, incredible moment for Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray because there was, I got to tell you, I'm watching this game and I took the Cardinals with the points. There was never a moment when Seattle jumped out to an early lead. And they basically led, you know, wire to wire.
Right,
they scored
that
opening touchdown pretty quickly when Tyler Lockett went in the end zone. They're up in this game 34-24 with a few minutes to go. There was never a thought that Arizona could come back. And remember, they're attempting like a 50-yard field goal because at that point, you're down by 10. You just got to get points. You got to make it a one-score game.
Right.
And a penalty actually extended that drive, and that's when Kyler Murray was able to find Christian Kirk for the touchdown to make it a three-point game. Then they got the ball back. They set up Zane Gonzalez for the game-tying field goal, and we're going to overtime in what was just an insane overtime that featured we don't say this often, a bad Russell Wilson interception. Isaiah Simmons made a hell of a play showing off his speed. I think he was lined up at linebacker, raced back, fooled Russell Simmons, picked up Russell Wilson, not Russell Simmons.
I'm
combining everybody. Fooled Russell Wilson and sets up Zane Gonzalez for another opportunity in overtime to win it with 15 seconds to go. That is a hell of a win by the Arizona Cardinals, proving that they are legitimate when you win a game like that.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of this game. I did see a couple of the highlights. I did see that play where Metcalf catches Buda Baker.
How about that?
What should have been a take-it-to-the-house pick six, and he came out of nowhere to track him down on about the five-yard line. And I guess they did not score on that either. I didn't get a touchdown anyway on that,
That's right. They did not score. 100%.
But the Cardinals, man, I mean, Kyler Murray looks like the real deal. They got a lot of offensive weapons there. And, hey, look, you know, we yell about these guys, these college coaches, but this Cliff Kingsbury looks like he's got something going, man. I mean, he does. Got to give him credit.
They're a 5-2 football team, and they just went out and came back. They didn't just beat the Seattle Seahawks. They came back on them.
Yep.
They were trailing the entire game, and they showed great poise making a comeback and winning that game. And I think that Buda Baker play was absolutely tremendous because it shows you never give up on a play.
Never give up. And DJ Metcalf is, you know, he's pretty good.
No, he's a hell of a he's a hell of a player too.
He really is.
And it sets up tonight, Rams Bears to close
good
out.
Good game
the week.
Tonight. I mean, look, you got a good game tonight. You got the 5-1 Bears, the 4-2 Rams. You know, you got a solid game on Monday night tonight.
No question about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.